Welcome everybody to the E-Electric Podcast. My name's Ben. I'm here with Fletch.
Hello.
And Fletch, before we get into it, I think we need a disclaimer that you might be eating throughout this episode because you've just got back from soccer training, but more importantly, you're eating the noodles of our new major sponsor, Simply Noodles. You can get them at any Aldi supermarket in Australia. That may or may not be true that we are sponsored by them, but if you can hear Fletcher slurping noodles or anything like that, that is why. So, Fletch, let's get into last week's game. All the way back on Friday night, we took on the Penrith Panthers at Bluebet Stadium. Unfortunately, we were on the wrong end of the scoreboard, losing 26 points to 18 in front of an attendance of 21,522. The tries, it was 5-3 for the Panthers. It was Dylan Edwards, Moses Leota, Taruva getting a double, and Isaac Tago. And for the Parramatta Eels, Joey Lussick getting us off to a great start in the second minute. Sean Lane making a storming run and Jermaine Hopgood reading out the tries. Unfortunately, no more tries in the second half. For the conversions, 3 from 5 for Big Chin Nathan Cleary and 3 from 3. Mitch Moses taking the first one, but then Gutho finishing off the final two kicks. And Fletch, against all odds, we somehow found a way to be in front at halftime, 18 points to 16. If I quickly run through the team stats, the Panthers had 51% of possession to 49%. Our completion rates, Fletch, not too bad, sitting at 82%. The Panthers, 75%. But everything else, the Panthers really did sort of dominate us in. There was a few reasons for that, and I'm sure you'll touch on them when I ask about your thoughts in the game.
Oh, yes, I will.
Yep. Average play the ball speed, 3.26 for the Panthers, us 3.45. Offloads 14 apiece. And Fletch, that's pretty much it. Our effective tackle rate was still pretty good at 85.83. Missed tackles, though, for both teams, pretty high at 36 for the Panthers, 35 for the Eels. And penalties conceded. There's a... We got 5 penalties blown against us, the Panthers 4. That was pretty much it, mate. What were your thoughts on the game?
It should not have been an 8-point gap at the end of the game. They should have won by much more. But I reckon that's probably the worst game I've probably watched Penrith play in the last 4 years.
Really?
Like, attacking-wise, they... Yeah, weren't as effective as they usually be. Like, that's the first time that I've seen Brian Toto in open space and not being able to put the ball down and score. And somehow they only scored 3 tries down that left edge after a shot that should have been more than a report, I reckon.
Yeah, so you're talking about the Jerome Loi head-high tackle on Bailey Simonson.
Yep, and then 5 minutes later he trips him over.
Trips Mitch Moses. Yeah, that at the end of the day, Fletch, when you look back at this game, it was pretty much the head-high tackle on Bailey Simonson that just defined the game. We ended up having to put Paul Tuilagi out in the centres. He got found out quite a bit out there. Yeah. So to only lose by 8 points,
I'm happy with that.
So am I. We were really annoyed during the game, not at all with the team, just with what we thought was some pretty poor officiating. But the Eels, I really liked their attitude. I really liked, they never gave up. They kept on going, and that's all we can ask as fans, that they keep on doing that. So... but going back to Jerome Luai, mate, how that was not at least 10 minutes in the sin bin, it baffles me. And that leads me to, well, it's one thing that I want to ask you in Ben Sale, the century. I've got an idea for that. I want to see if you agree with it. But Fletcher, if we go back and have a look at what we thought would happen in the game, So Ben, first try, Sean Russell, Fletcher Gutho. For any time Fletch had Cardi, Ben had Hopgood. So that's two games in a row now where you've got any time, I've got any time, which is good. And I picked a score of 16 points to 14. Fletch, you had 18 points to the Eagles, 12 points to the Panthers. So you thought that we'd get the three tries, in which we did. So I thought, mate, like I said, I thought it was a pretty good effort by the team overall. And I'd probably just leave it at that. If you're happy to move on, we just need to make sure we do our 3-2-1s.
Just one more thing. How that, like, so early in the game, Hopgood facials Mitch Kenny. That's probably the clearest penalty that happened that whole game. And then Cardi, we're 2 metres out of their off their try line, and Cardi gets facialed. Joey Lussick pushes, I think it was Kenny or Leota, because
it was Dylan Edwards that was doing it.
Yeah, respectively, get him off him, and then they get the penalty.
Yeah, I know. It was just there was a few things, mate. There was the downtown for their first try. Isaiah Yeo was in front of the kicker, and they scored off that. There was the one where Sean Russell was about to take a bomb, got balked by the winger coming Taylor through. May. Yep, Taylor May coming through, your most loved player.
I hate him so much.
Yeah. And they actually scored on the back of that as well, because that led to the Isaiah Yeo crossfield kick that they which scored is off. Good. So, oh, it was a great kick. And look, at the end of the day, there's not too many teams that are going to go to Bluebet and walk away with 2 points. So it was always this week about the performance of the team.
We were the last team to beat them back in round 26.
Yep. So it it was all about the performance this week. So, all right, mate, let's get into our 3-2-1s then. So for Fletch, who was your man of the match?
I've got to give it to Mr. Clint Gutherson.
Cuffo?
I reckon that's a true captain's performance to show up to Penrith. All odds stacked against you in the fourth minute.
Yeah.
No Bailey Simonson. You'll have to have Taruva on his favoured left, like on Gutho's favoured left edge. And considering that he got a lot of run meters, he made a lot of big plays, I reckon.
Yep, so let's see if I can... Oh, because I'm on the laptop, Fletch might not let me. Hang on, let me scroll across, Fletch.
He got 138 running metres. And, yeah, from 21 runs, which I think is pretty decent.
Yeah.
Going up against that forward pack. And another thing, speaking of that forward pack, he's in my 3-2-1. I'll save it for that.
Okay.
But, I reckon it was just a true captain's performance. And to say to your boys, all odds are stacked against us, we just got to keep going, would be a very hard chat.
Yep, for sure. Who was your next one?
Big RCG.
RCG for two?
He only got 98 running metres, but every running he had.
What was your most favourite run? And I know which one it is.
When he injured James Fisher-Harris.
Yeah, absolutely. Which put him on his backside.
Which, if Reggie didn't put him on his arse, it would have been. It should have been a shoulder
charge.
It
should have been a penalty either way. James Fisher-Harris shoulder charged him, but it wasn't called because James Fisher-Harris
got
steamrolled. It was awesome to watch. Yep. And who for your 1 point then?
He's in my 3-2-1 again. It's Junior Paulo.
Yep.
Again, he's just been really solid.
Yeah.
Only 152 running metres, but coming off the bench doing that, it's pretty good. Yeah. And some honourable mentions, I've got to give it to Ryan Madison. He was really good.
Yeah, you liked him?
Could have offloaded a bit, maybe tried to unlock Mitchell and Dylan a bit more. Same with Hopgood. And Brad. Where's Brendan Hands? I love Brendan Hands.
Yeah. Yeah, I think once we lost Bailey Simonson, that probably threw out all the interchanges, the plans and everything for that.
Yeah, because I thought you could put you could put Maddo or Dylan in the centres and bring on Brendan Hands.
Yep, yep. Well, that's what I thought. I thought maybe Dylan into the centres and Hands into the halves, but...
Or not. You play Hands in the halves in defence and then Dylan playing halves in attack.
In attack, yep, yep. And I guess I was thinking about that, and I think I tweeted it on Friday night as well, but when I think about it, you had Moses that was sort of struggling to do the kicking duties as well, so that's probably why Dylan and stayed
still,
there.
And
so.
He still kicked yep. really well.
Well, for my 3-2-1, Junior's getting my 3 points. I thought he was absolutely outstanding, coming off the bench again. For my 2 points, I'm going for Hopgood, topped the tackle count at 45. He looked absolutely exhausted when he got taken off at the end. I actually called it. I think it might have been the kick that Isaiah Yeo put across. You could see him just... He was struggling to get back, but that was only because he busted his backside off. And I'm actually going to give my 1 point, Fletch. I agree with you with RCG, purely just because he knocked James Fisher-Harris out of the game and for the coming weeks as
well.
I
don't have Twitter, so I couldn't have tweeted this. But I was thinking about this. I feel like Parramatta has... Penrith are more reliant on their backs.
Yeah.
And Parra found it out, and so did Melbourne, did really well on just shutting down Brian Toto.
Yeah.
Because he normally, what happens is, let's just say Sam Walker, he would kick to Brian Toto and he would get 10, 20 post-contact metres, and then you would have Dylan Edwards running off the back of that.
Yeah.
And if you shut down Toto, I reckon, their forwards aren't, I know James Fisher-Harris got the golden boot. They're all right. But in terms of being a forward, hard-hitting runs, doing all this, yeah. I wouldn't say they do that as well as we do.
Yeah, okay. No, fair enough, mate. That's your opinion, mate. I like it.
And also, when they go off the field, they lose a bunch.
Yep.
Presence.
Well, especially this year too, because they've lost... Spencer Lenu, so... All right, mate. Well, let's leave that game there then, and let's get into this week's game. We take on another rival in the Manly Seagulls. So we're currently in seventh place. We're the favourites at the moment, paying $1.86.
That's strange.
Seagulls in fourth. They haven't lost a game yet, $1.98. The good thing is it's out at Combank Stadium. Hopefully it's a sunny Sunday afternoon, 4:05 kickoff, and Fletch... I read out the Parramatta team last week and they lost.
I'm dropping you.
So you're on the Parramatta team list readout, mate. So,
but you did read it out when we won a Combank.
Oh, so maybe I'll do the Parramatta team when we're playing at home.
Yeah.
And see that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. I like it. Fletch, some really exciting stuff for the Parramatta Eels this week. So we've got Clint Gutherson, our captain at fullback. On the wings, we've got Morgan Harper and Sean Russell. And in the centres, we've got Will Penasini and Blaze making his debut, which is really good.
I'm really excited to see Blaze Talangi.
So am I.
I just want him in open space.
Yeah, he's a good-looking player. He's one of the boys that are coming up through all the Harold Matts and stuff
He was in the winning SG Ball team, I believe.
Yeah. So first one of that crop of kids to make his debut.
I did not predict that. I thought it would be probably Sanders or Charlie Gomer.
Yeah. So very exciting. So we'll see how the young kid goes on Sunday. And Fletch for the Manly Seagulls.
So they've got Mr. Reliable, Tom Trbojevic, at fullback. On the wings, they've got Raymond Tuimalolo-Vega. I don't know his name. Couldn't care less. Jackson Paulo on the other wings, and Cola and Garrick in the centres.
Yep. Who are we giving it to there?
Para.
I'm giving it to Para too. I honestly,
Garrick and Tom Trbojevic are probably the standouts in that back line.
But I've got my thoughts about this weekend, Fletch, in that back line, and there's one player in particular I think is going to have an absolute... blinder. So, all right, when we move on to the halves, this will be a really good battle. It's Dylan Brown at 5'8", Mitchell Moses at halfback.
Up against Luke Brooks, who's in form, and I'm don't like the Seagulls, but I like watching how Luke Brooks is playing. I feel like he's got a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
But he's going up against Mitchie this week.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And then their captain, Cherry Evans.
I'm giving it to us.
Yes, so am I.
Can I tell you why?
I reckon Mitchie's better than Cherry Evans.
Well, yeah, and I just think it's still a little bit of a honeymoon period for the Manly halves. I think we could find them out. You think about how...
Again, this is another thing that I could tweet if I had Twitter, is that Manly versus a, I wouldn't say understrength South side, but a definitely...
They're not performing well.
And not performing, and definitely in key positions, injury and suspension just falling out. And then they versed the Roosters, who I think is probably their hardest opponent they've played, and still, I don't think they played their best game either.
No, I don't think they did either. And I just think, going back to what I was saying, the way our forwards target Reid Marnie when we play the Bulldogs, I reckon Luke Brooks is going to have a pretty big target on his back.
Well, he's got Cardi going up at him. Yeah. And so is, and you've got Will as well.
Yeah. I think, that's how we'll be playing the game. In the front row, it's my favourite player, and he's playing his 200th game. NRL this week.
I was going to say,
it's Regan Campbell-Gillard Jr. Is our number 10 prop, and Joey Lussick, who's been playing pretty well for us in the hooker role.
I don't think he will start. That's just my opinion. And I reckon we won't start Joe Ngowi, but we'll wait till that.
Yep.
Till that. Up against Paseka, Alloway, who I think is a bit... How are you going? And Lachlan Croker.
Yeah.
I'm giving that to Parramatta.
I'm giving
that
to Parramatta as well, mate. And then when we move into the second row...
Which will be an amazing battle.
Yeah, it will be excellent. Sean Lane, Bryce Cartwright, and then we've got Hopgood in the middle in the lock role.
Against Ola Kawatu, Ben Trbojevic and Jake Trbojevic. I'm giving it Parra as well. I reckon Trbojevic and Brooks, like Ben Trbojevic, they haven't really... been tested.
Yep.
And if you consider who they're up against, they've got Moses Cartwright, Penasini Russell.
Mm.
I just reckon if Moses is playing those line balls to Cardi, I reckon it'll be a long day for Trbojevic and Brooks.
Well, I look like Ola Kawatu, I think he's outstanding.
He should play Origin if he's in form.
Yeah, Ben Trbojevic, I think's pretty solid. I think he's a good up and coming player. But Jake Trbojevic is great, but I just think when I look at that, Cartwright offers more than Ben Trbojevic in regards to attacking play.
Hopgood does as well.
And Hopgood offers more than Trbojevic in attack as well. So that's why I'm giving it to Parramatta.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that I reckon Trbojevic is Jake Trbojevic is getting praises because he can tackle.
Yeah. He's going all right in attack as well. I just think, mate, our bench... A few surprises on here. First one being Luca Moretti, who I have massive raps on. I think he's a great up-and-coming young player. He was my McIntyre player of this year. I was really hoping he got a fair bit of first grade because I think he's ready to, really take that next step.
And what better way to bring him in against Manly, considering who one person I have on the bench, I reckon... They'll be up for it.
Yep. We've got Ryan Madison, Joe Offengau, and as he touched on, Fletch will probably move into the starting side. And surprisingly, Kelmer is on the interchange bench, even though we thought that he dislocated his shoulder last week. We thought he was going to be out for an extended period. So good to see him on the bench. It'll be interesting to see if he stays there, because we do have Offie Hickey, Ogden and Wiramu Greig on the extended bench. So Manly.
Yes, they've got Carl Lawson, Corey Waddell, Ethan Bullimore and the returning Eel, who left on decent terms.
Yeah, he just got asked to leave. I've got no grudges against Nathan Brown.
I will if he plays well.
Yeah, so will I. But mate, I'm giving the bench to us as well. So mate, I think we've dominated across the whole team, and that's not just us being biased. We just think.
I reckon we offer more.
Yep. All right, mate. What are your predictions for the score of the game? first try scorer and any time try scorer.
So I'm going my first try scorer. As I touched on during the lineups, I reckon we'll definitely target that left edge of Manly. So I'm going a Will Pennacini try.
Yep.
Off a Cardi offload.
Yep.
And then my any time, I'm going to go up against his best mate. I'm going Mitchie Moses.
Mitch Moses for any time, yeah.
And my score, I reckon it'll be pretty high scoring. And I'm going to go a 22 to 26 victory to Parramatta. I was going to say 22-24 and another Mitch sideline conversion kick.
But okay, so yeah. What was it? 22-26. Okay. All right. Well, for my, I agree, mate. I think it could be high scoring. But I'm actually going to go the Eels 28 points to the Seagulls 18. For my first try, I actually like Will Pennacini, mate, as well. I won't go him because you've picked him. I think he is going to have an absolute blinder this weekend. For two reasons. Blaze comes into the side, and I think there'll be a lot of traffic, more so down the right-hand side this week, just to take the pressure off Blaze out on the left. In saying that, though...
Well, remember what happened with, what's his name, Miller Stevens? Remember, we thought that as well. We're like, oh, the right edge will do most of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, when we're talking at the game, and they were just passing it to him every time, and he did pretty decent.
Yeah, well, I'm going Cardi for my first try, and for my any time in game 200, I'm going for RCG. Alrighty, so, yeah, so for yourself, it was 26-22 to the Eels, Will Pennacini to score first, Mitch Moses any time, and for me, 28 points to 18, Cardi to score, and big RCG to get over in his 200th game. 28-18.
Okay. So all right. You reckon we'll win by 10 points?
10 points. Hoping so.
Hopefully we can enjoy the game. Hopefully the 18 points are consolation drawers.
Yeah. All right, mate. Shall we get into the rest of the round?
Just quickly.
Yeah.
For one of my predictions, I reckon Kelmer, I reckon we'll just put him on ice for a little bit. And I reckon Kelmer will slot out for Wiramu Greg, and then Junior will drop back and Wiramu Greg will go straight into the starting side.
Yep. Okay. I wouldn't mind, know what? I wouldn't mind Wiramu coming onto the bench, Joe still starting and bringing on Junior and Wiramu at the same time. Ooh, that would be fantastic. Anyway, we'll see how it pans out. All right, let's get into the rest of the round. Rest
of
the
round.
All right, Fletch, so it kicks off on Thursday, the 21st of March, 8 o'clock kickoff. It's the 10th placed Panthers, you don't often say that, paying $1.25 up against the 9th place Broncos paying $4, 8 o'clock kickoff, Bluebet Stadium. Few injuries for the Broncos with Payne Haas and Adam Reynolds Massive injuries, yep. Who are you going for here, mate?
Penrith, and I reckon it could be by Motta.
I don't think it'll be by Motta. I think that the Broncos will start and hang with them for a bit. And then, yeah, the Panthers could pull away. I think it could be a 13-plus, but I don't think it'll be a 20-plus. Alrighty. The first game on Friday, it's the 14th-placed Warriors up against the 1st-place Raiders. 6 o'clock kickoff, $1.43 for the Warriors, $2.86 for the Raiders.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy.
This is in Christchurch as well.
I'm going the Warriors.
Oh,
I'm going up the Wiles.
Yeah.
And I hope the Raiders lose.
So do I. But it wouldn't surprise me. Warriors having to travel back from Melbourne after a tough game, tough loss. Does that affect them?
It's in front of New Zealand.
True. And it's sold out as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. Now, the Friday night game. Big local derby. It's the Sydney Roosters in 8th place, paying $1.69. Up against the Rabbitohs, who have sacked their halfback, Lachie Ilias. They're in 16th, paying $2.17. This one's at Allianz Stadium, Sydney.
I've gone the Roosters, and I reckon if the Rabbitohs played like they did against Brisbane on Thursday, I reckon the Roosters could pull away.
Well, the only thing I think about the Roosters is that they don't have Luke Keary in the halves. They've got Sandon Smith coming in.
But you take out Luke Keary and you bring in Jaron Ruhagiri for his 300th game.
But Latrell could be out to spoil the party.
Could be in one of those moves. Latrell and there's 12 other people.
Yeah, true. All right, it's the 17th place Bulldogs paying $1.80. This is 3 o'clock on Saturday, up against the 13th place Titans paying $2.05. This one's at Belmore.
I've gone the Dogs.
I've gone the Dogs as well, but can I say something?
Kieran Foran's back,
but I tipped the Dogs with absolute no confidence at all.
Watch him spoil my perfect round.
We'll see. Saturday, 23rd of March, 5:30 kickoff. It's the 11th place Dragons paying $3.06 up against the Cowboys, who, although they've won convincingly last week at home.
And I wouldn't say they're versus tough opponents.
Paying $1.38. They are in second place, though. This is at Net Strata Jubilee.
I'm never tipping the Dragons again.
Yeah, they are bum average.
I thought, they could be going good here with that probably convincing win.
Yeah, absolutely. But they were absolutely horrible last week.
It helped my super coach because I had the hammer, but
yep.
That's all the positives that were in that game.
Well, now it's at Leichhardt Oval for the late game on Saturday. It's the 12th place West Tigers paying $4.20. Up against the Sharks in third paying $1.23.
I would have that at Acor.
You what?
I would have that at Acor Stadium. I wouldn't be having it at Leichhardt. If it's a late game, like, I would understand if it was a 3 o'clock, 5:30 game, but why is it at Leichhardt, not the late game? I'm going the Sharks still.
Yep, all right.
But still, why isn't it at a decent venue? And apparently, they're just using the venue because it's getting discontinued in 2025.
No, they're playing all their games this year at a Leichhardt in Campbelltown. So I can understand why they're doing it, but I agree, it's not a very good place to watch footy.
We know that from personal experience.
Yeah, so the last game of the round is the Knights in 15th, paying $1.86. They're the favourites against the 5th place Storm, paying $1.98. I would say that's because Jerome Hughes is out, and Munster's still out.
Asafa Solomona.
Yeah, Nelson's still out. If the Sharks can't get this done on Sunday...
The Knights...
Who did I say? The Sharks.
Yeah.
If the Knights can't get this done on Sunday, geez.
Adam O'Brien is going to be in a lot of pressure.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of pressure starting
now. I've still tipped the Storm.
So have I. Fletch, we've tipped all the same teams this week.
But I think it's at us, and I've tipped the Dolphins as well.
To beat the bye, yeah.
But it's at McDonald Jones Stadium. No Hughes, no Munster, no Asafa Solomona. I'm still tipping the Storm, but... That's going to be a decent game. And considering what Papenhuyzen did last week...
Yeah.
It's going to be a decent...
They've still got Papenhuyzen. They've still got Harry Grant.
Xavier Coates,
yeah. So, alrighty. So, we've gone Panthers, Warriors, Roosters, Dogs, Cowboys, Sharks, Eels, Storm. All right, mate. Let's get into Sale of the Century. I've got two things to talk about.
Oh.
Welcome, everybody, to Ben's Sale of the Century. All right, Fletch. Now, I said I had two topics, and I said when we were doing the review of the Parramatta Penrith game that I had a bit of an idea, and I want to get your thoughts on it. This has been floated around. I'm sure I've seen it somewhere before. But what I'm thinking is when the team lists are announced, each team is allowed to have 6 players on the bench, but they can still only use 4 of them. So once they've used 4 players in rotation, the other 2 players that were on the bench can't be used within the game. Unless, of course, there was the... and the three knockouts with the HIAs. The reason I suggest this is because not many teams carry backs on the bench. So on Friday night, Jerome Luai knocks out Bailey Simonson, which then forced us to have a second rower play centre. Can you imagine if we had a Blaze or a Hayes Dunster on the bench, that Brad Arthur could have gone, you know what, we're 3 minutes into the game, I probably wasn't going to use either of those two, but we're down an outside back now, I'm going to put one of them on. What do you think?
Well, considering that we had Luke Moretti's at 18th man, because I was thinking that was foul play, we got the penalty for it, why aren't we using our 18th man?
Yeah.
But then I realised it's Luke Moretti, probably not.
Yeah, but we can't use that 18th man unless there's three.
But isn't it foul play?
Two or three
as well?
HIAs. No.
Oh, I thought it was foul play as well.
No, you get a free interchange, but that's it. So what do you think? Do you think it could work?
Well, I would personally have five, and then you could only use four.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's basically
either or.
Basically, your 18th man is still your 18th man, but you're on the bench, and you're able to be used at any time.
Yeah, only use four people on the bench?
Yeah, but I would have five.
Yep.
So like, for example, we've got Arcee in the reserves. If we could have Moretti, Madison, Ofengawi, Tuolungi, Arcee, that'd be huge.
Yep, yep. No. Okay, cool. So a good one.
Would they still play cup?
Yeah, I don't know. So that's the other thing. Are you limiting game time that the players get on the weekends? So that's a good point that you've raised, Fletch. Now, in more exciting things, Fletch, we don't have a voicemail this week, but I did receive a message off one of our new listeners. So his name is Rick Lewis. He lives up in Queensland. And he wrote, very impressed to me. He said, very impressed with your offsider, meaning you. But then goes on to say, still trying to come to terms with you two thinking my Raiders are in contention for the wooden spoon. Rick, come on, mate.
It's been two rounds.
It has been two rounds, hasn't it?
And considering, let's just go ahead and look, see who they have next. They have a pretty easy first five rounds, I must say. They've got the Warriors, they've got the Sharks, and then they start... Us, the Titans, Brisbane, Sharks, Manly, then they have a bye that's been blessed. Then they have the Bulldogs, that's okay. Then they have the Roosters. Then they have the Dolphins.
And then another bye. So let's have a look then. Let's do a little bit of a gauge. So they've got two wins from two at the moment, beating the Knights, who are absolutely diabolical in round one.
And the West Tigers. And I wouldn't count that as a win.
No, that's more you're just playing the bye. Okay. Will they beat the Warriors this week?
I don't reckon they will.
I don't think they will either. Will they beat the Sharks next week at PointsBet?
I don't reckon they will either.
Probably not. So all of a sudden they're 2 from 4. Are they going to beat us?
No.
2 from 5.
They'll beat the Titans.
Give them the Titans. So 3 from 6.
They won't beat Brisbane.
3 from 7.
And guess who comes back?
Payne Haas, yep. So 3 from 6.
I don't reckon they'll beat the Sharks again.
Yep, so 3 from 8 they will be.
Then I reckon they won't beat the Seagulls either.
3 from 9 into their bye. Okay.
They'll beat the Dogs.
So they should beat the Dogs. So 4 from 10.
They won't beat the Roosters.
4 from 11.
They'll probably beat the Dolphins.
5 from 11 and then the bye. So, Rick, look, we know that you love your Raiders, mate, but at the end of the day... Mate, you're two games into the season. I still think, even with the very easy...
Your run into the finals is pretty difficult.
Yeah, you've got a very tough run going home.
You've got the Seagulls, the Cowboys, the Panthers, the Roosters, and then you have the Dragons.
Yeah. So, Rick, I hope for your sake, mate, that they don't get the wooden spoon, but I can see them bottom four.
And I reckon Ricky will be under a lot of pressure, which I think he should still be.
He should be under pressure, but he never is because love him down there. So anyway, all good. All right, mate, let's leave it there and let's get ready for a big Parramatta win on Sunday.
Cool. Come on, you Eels.